5, chapter 14, the forest of material enjoyment, text number 34. The conditions, such as being affected by severe cold and strong winds, he also gives, and due to natural disturbances, when he is unable to counteract them and has to remain in a middle because he wants to enjoy material facilities. Text 35. Sometimes can change money, but in due course of time, enmity arises because of cheating. Although there may be friends and become enemies. Purport. As stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam 5.5.8. Tarora mityo hridaya granti mahu atogriya chatra moho yam ahang mamaiti. The monkey-like conditioned soul first to sex, and when intercourse actually takes place, becomes more attached. He then requires some material comforts, food, friends, wealth, and so on. In order to acquire these things, he has to enmity even amongst most intimate friends. Sometimes this enmity is created between the spiritual master. And that's when it's firmly fixed in the regular principles, one may and one is a member of the Krishna consciousness movement. We therefore advise our disciples to strictly otherwise what movement for the upliftment of humanity will be hampered due to dissension amongst its members. The Krishna consciousness movement should remember this and strictly follow the regular principles so that their minds will not be disturbed. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutaye Srimate Bhakti Janamane Sarasvatunde Ve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Srinivadi Paskatyade Siddha. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Vishnuyam Sangas Te Shupajayate Sangas Sanjayate Kama Kama Krodo Pajayate. Principles, and that's called Dharma. There are four different aspects of human life. So Dharma means the principles given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavat Pranitam. And the rule when he says Shreya Swadamo Viguna Swara dharma svanustitat svedane karayavaha. One should perform one's own prescribed duty, even if it's faulty, because to follow someone else's duty is dangerous. So we should find out, first of all, what our duty is, and this is very difficult to find out what our duty is, because the Vanashram system. And there are no righteous kings, there are no pure Brahmins, there are no regulated Vaishyas or regulated Sudras. Vija, Vartate Kamakarata, Nasad Siddhim Avapnoti, Nasukam Naparam Gitim. One who doesn't follow the scripture and acts whimsically. In other words, as soon as we forget what the scripture says, then it's assured we're going to act whimsically. Whimsically means driven by lust, anger, and greed. Illusion, we may say, well, I'm not acting out of lust or anger or greed. I'm acting out of illusion that I'm this body. So that's a further intensification of lust and greed, is the illusion that we're under, that I'm free to do whatever I want. And then if we do that, then we'll forget whatever little awareness we have of reality, and will further become entangled in misusing our intelligence for sense gratification, economic and sense gratification. In other words, in this age, the only dharma that's possible is the dharma, well, at least for now especially, is the dharma given through our disciplined succession. Sankirtan movement. Now, of course, we've introduced, Prabhupada introduced somewhat, to some degree, we have brahmacharis, and we have grihasthas, and vanaprasthas, and sannyasis, and there's certain activities expected of them, like the brahmacharis to make the women, tell them that, you know, enjoy the loving exchanges with them. Because those, if the brahmacharis mix intimately with ladies, or the ladies mix intimately with us, reveal and inquire confidentially, offer prasad and accept prasad, inquire submissively, and give the answers, then they'll become entangled with each other, because that's the natal energy. Why would a brahmachari get intimately involved with a woman unless he had some other intention? Unless Shukadeva Goswami, but we don't find Shukadeva Goswami speaking to some lady on the bank of the Ganges. So there has to be some duties for the brahmacharis. And also, dhamma, dhammas, jagnas, cha. Grihasthas have duties also. Not that I'm a grihastha, but I'm a devotee. I can have unlimited sex life with my wife because I'm a devotee and Krishna. I don't have to give charity because everything I have in my house is offered to my deity. Rolls Royce is offered to the deity. Everything is offered to the deity. So I don't have to give any sacrifice. The only sacrifice I make is by putting food into my stomach. The food I sacrifice by putting food in the stomach of my children. Now the grihastha duties, dhammas and jaga, and similarly others, vanaprasthas and sannyasis, they have all. Then there is no question of actually following the spiritual duties either. Follow the spirit, and we don't become fixed in our material duties also, then we're just acting in illusion. I'm already liberated, I can chant Hare Krishna, and I don't have to control my mind and senses and realize this. Then we're simply going to, we can go chanting, Bohu Janma, Kari Yadi Shravana Kirtana. That one can go on chanting for millions of, but if he's not devoid of the 10 offenses, he won't get the desired result, which is love of Krishna. So we have to know what our duties are on the spiritual platform, and we have to execute them. And what is the result? Is what you're getting free, this desire for economic development, for sense gratification. Unlimited economic development for sense gratification. In the principles, there is unrestrained desire, at least, for economic development, for sense gratification. There is no, only degradation. There's no advancement towards liberation. We may say, well, we don't want liberation, but liberation, platform, we're supposed to, on the liberated platform. The devotees, they don't work on this platform. When we're chanting Hare Krishna, or we're hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, or we're serving the deities, or we're living in a holy place, we're not supposed to be working on the material platform. We're supposed to love Krishna, we're supposed to the devotees, we're supposed to help the innocent, we're supposed to avoid those who are against Krishna. If we're not working on that platform, then we're a platform. And if we're working on the material platform, chanting Hare Krishna, and worshipping the deities, and hearing Bhagavad Gita, we'll only get a material result. We won't get liberated. We don't act according to actual religious principles, then we'll simply fall a victim of economic development. Generally, sense gratification comes first, and then economic. We're not satisfied in Krishna consciousness, and we can't be satisfied in Krishna consciousness if we're not doing Krishna himself to those who are whimsical. So, question Buddhi yoga, we have no intelligence. We have no buddhi. How can there be intelligence, spiritual intelligence? And our intelligence is taken away by Maya. And why is it taken away by Maya? Dutiful. We have neither know what our duty is, nor are we performing it, nor are we performing in the proper consciousness. And therefore we get, because we get, look around the material world, maybe she's the goddess of fortune I've been looking for. Maybe it's her two hands that will protect me and provide for me. So we don't follow the principles of devotional, even the principles of going to our, especially going to our, presently our ashram, then the result is there's no taste and there will look real taste. As soon as we do that, then there'll be lust, there'll be anger, there'll be greed, and that's not spiritual. And then we'll actually invent our own idea of what reality is. Anything to us in reality, we'll deny it because we have no recollection that this was real to us at one time. And then we'll therefore, unless we become fixed in what our mindfulness, it means we have to read Prabhupada's books. If we don't read Prabhupada's books, as it says here, about cheating others. We don't know what I'm supposed to do, and I just, whatever comes out of my mouth, I think that's reality. If it's no scripture, there's no assimilation of the scripture. There's no time, place, and circumstance to apply it properly. Then I'll simply have firm faith in my material conceptions of life, mind, rather than what actually is investigated with my intelligence through scripture. And therefore, I'm sure to act and inspire others to act whimsically too. It's not difficult to inspire to act whimsically. They're always ready at every moment to act very whimsically. All they need is a good leader to inspire them. Full of who sent their followers to hell. This condition is used to becoming inspired by illusion. Therefore, we have to read Prabhupada's books, having them from. We have to see how to apply them properly, and we have to apply them. And we have up other ideas. If we don't do that, then there's no real progress. There is just some nice social gathering where we just nice everyone. And we help each other stay in the material world perpetually. Prabhupada has brought them from different points of view. Try to see from others how they apply them, and what they've understood, and how we can apply them according to circumstances, and assimilate them in such a way as that we can have proper relationships with scripture. The sentiment that scripture is outdated, proper things proper, much better vision, how to actually inspire people, and how to actually help people go forward in Krishna, because it's just nowadays the old scriptures with the old fanatic, you know, Indian people who put forward these scriptures. So now we have to hand in and save everyone. So that's called whimsical. So following however nice one may put forward ideas, the result will simply be what Krishna says. One will not get peace. Mogaisha moga gyana. Rakshasi Masrim Chai actually Yakshastrim Vidum Istruja Vartite Kamakasidim Nasukam Napuram Giti. That one who doesn't follow the scripture and acts whimsically will achieve neither peace nor happiness supreme destination. If one denies scriptures, if one denies the actual bona fide presenters of scripture, session is actually denying Krishna. And then Krishna says, Mogaisha Moga Karmano, Moga Jnana Vicheta Saha, Rakshasim Prakritim Ha. Then one's hopes of liberation, one's fruit of activities, and one's culture of knowledge will all be defeated. And one will simply be involved here, as it says, everyone in the material world either achieved it. And in present material society, Prabhupada said there's just a few Vaishyas who are expert through their propaganda. It's called Madison Avenue. Nowadays, it's become more and more gross. Their propaganda, a naked woman or a naked man, in order to allure people, because people has become, there's nothing subtle anymore. Subtlety. So it has to be as gross as possible. And allure people to somehow this product at an excessive amount, excessive price, let them work hard and just print up money. We don't have to work. All we do is have to keep on printing money. We get, you work 10 hours a day to get 100 euros, and we get millions of euros at every minute because we have the printing press. And for your work, we give you a piece of paper. Making money. We're the ones who are making the money. You're the ones who are working for it. So they're just, it's all based on cheating, modern society. Few people have devised a process of cheating everyone else. And because they've been inspired, their leaders are cheaters, they're also trying to see how they can cheat others. How they can get the pieces of paper at any work also. So everyone has the mentality of a cheater, and at the end of the day, they're cheating for what? To get as much sense gratification as possible. Therefore, they hand out credit cards, which is another form of cheating, that you can get something for nothing. And then you fill up your credit card, then you wind up working for the rest of your life to pay it off. If you don't go bankrupt and then go begging to the bank, please give me another one. So the whole thing is just keep the fools engaged and working like hogs and dogs in order to get as much sense gratification like the monkeys. And actually make them believe that they're, by giving them a piece of paper, they're actually, their employers are doing them a favor. Go and buy to do useless things, to do useless things with. Spend their days hitting, as Prabhupada said when he saw people in Hawaii surfing. He called them sufferers instead of surfers. Go out on these waves. If you surfboard, if you get toppled over the surfboard and you fall unconscious and drown in the ocean, or a shark comes and eats you in the surfboard, break your neck or your leg. It's called surfing, but it's probably that it's suffering. Or watching people hit a little big stick, long stick, trying to get the little ball in a hole, and actually thinking they're doing something important. If they've accomplished, you know, they've conquered the world. And this tuchava, a waste of time. People are just wasting the human form of life. And when they can't do anything else, we're tic-tac-toe. So this is very unfortunate. Instead of Godhead in so many other ways to go to the lowest species of life, then they think they're actually making progress. They're cheating others, and they're thinking they're this insignificant sense gratification. They don't know that Krishna is the goal of life, that we should follow, find out what Krishna wants us to do. Instead, they're taking things that are insignificant as important and following blind people. They don't know that there's a supreme spiritual person. They're blind. They're following other blind people. The result is simply there's going to be more and more problems. Therefore, finally, it says, Naisham Matis Tavaru Rukraman Gris, Prahlad Maharaj says, Mahiyastam Padarije Visekam, Iskinchananam Nanavritigaya Yadva. The representative in disciple succession who can actually explain everything clearly to us, then there's some possibility of becoming purified and actually reaching the goal of life. So in our, those who are actually understood will get shelter to the extent that others have unfollowing. Otherwise, we'll simply be winding up following the insignificant things and just wind up punak punas charavita charavananam, just wind up chewing the chewed again, thinking different. This iPhone is going to be millions of times more blissful, more enlightening than the other ones. This one will take a 10 times better picture than the last one. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any comments or questions? Well, first is patience. If we don't learn, don't understand, then we won't know how to act on the spiritual platform with determination. If we don't act on the spiritual platform, there's no question of coming with the internal energy of Krishna. Material enthusiasm means anger and greed, enthusiasm. But coming under the divine energy, that produces spiritual enthusiasm. That's not possible unless we patiently stand, we're eternal, patiently hear what we're supposed to do, and then act with that with determination. And Krishna says, puts us under the divine energy. Anything else? Okay, thank you. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanande.